You need to be baptized the Holy Spirit, speaking with tongues in your own life. That sharpens you, sharpens your spirit.
I know my God has made the way for me. I know my God has made the way for me.
On today's special Believer's Voice of Victory, join Gloria Copeland and her guest Billy Brim as they conclude their teaching on the Holy Spirit. Join them as they look back and recall two special meetings where the Holy Spirit was at work in their lives.
Hello, everybody. I'm Gloria Copeland. I have my good friend Billy Brim with me from Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. We've been talking about being led by the Spirit. You know, there are such things as the gifts of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, whatever you need, even in an emergency,
yes,
the power of God can come quickly to deliver you and help you. And Billy has been doing some awesome teaching. So if you've missed it, you want to go to the internet and watch it and catch up, because this could save your life.
Mm-hmm. And these days it definitely could. You need to believe in tongues. An interpretation of tongues as a gift of the Spirit that is given us in 1 Corinthians 12 and 1 Corinthians 14. And I want to just read one verse from 1 Corinthians 14, verse 22. Tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. And I wanted to give you an up-to-date example of this happening. And, you know, we have Wednesday prayer, live Wednesday prayer. We stream from Prayer Mountain every Wednesday at noontime. And this lady writes me. Her first name is Sharon, from Simi Valley, California. This is my first time being a part of your prayer webcast. Did you know you were praying in Italian at one point when people were praying in tongues? You should get an Italian interpreter and have it interpreted to you. I made my European debut in Florence, Italy. I've studied Italian.
Praise God.
And she said, you were speaking, it's rather backward than English. And you said, palace, heart, my heart dwells, I believe. And she said, the interpretation would be, don't you know my heart dwells in your palace? Hmm. And so anyway, that my favorite psalm is Psalm 27. And so it says that, you know, that's the main thing I want is to dwell, you know, in your house, in your palaces, O Lord. And so I read this on the air. And so she watched. And then she wrote back to us. And here's what she wrote. Today is my third time in your prayer meeting. She heard me the first time, then she heard me read it. And she said, when you spoke about tongues today and that you share a little at the beginning of the meetings and you don't just pray all the time, that's important for people like me. I first spoke in tongues late in life and have literally been told by former Christian friends that it is gibberish from the devil. The devil had so attacked me about it that I prayed very little in tongues the last few years. On March 14, you read my email about your praying in Italian during the prayer meeting and that I heard you speaking one of your favorite psalms, My Heart Dwells in Your Palace. I was telling my former missionary friend that you were speaking the beautiful, pure, flowing, cultural Italian used by scholars in writings of old and for the writing of opera. I was an opera singer and made my European debut in the pure Italian that the scholars use. In Italy today, many people cannot read or spell and they speak many dialects. They often don't understand when you speak the language, the formal Italian. Don't take offense when I say this, she said. I think it's funny. When you totally butchered my Italian name, Lucchese, I said, the correct pronunciation is Lucchese, I knew you did not speak Italian naturally. That was the Lord's way of letting me know the enemy had been lying to me that tongues are not as real and not for today as they were in the days of the apostles. Today's message helped me so much. Bless the Lord.
Isn't
Hallelujah. So God used that to
supernatural.
And someone had told her it was all of the devil. Well, it's not of the devil. And when I first came into the baptism in the Holy Spirit, I had told someone that speaking in tongues was of the devil the week before, and then I ended up speaking in them because I was at a meeting with the Brother Hagin and Papa and Mama Goodwin. Now, in that gift package, you're going to get the book of the Goodwin's Church. They said that the Goodwins operated in tongues and interpretation, and their church had the best flow of the gifts of the Spirit, praise which God. We need in our churches.
Yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
So we have an old tape of Papa and Mama Goodwin. This was probably 1975 or so. It was at a Rhema Bible Training Center graduation. The first person you'll see, probably they might have done Dr. Roy Hicks, I don't know. And then Brother Hagin invited them up, and we have tongues and interpretation through Mama Goodwin and then Papa Goodwin interpreting. So bless the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Now, student Lesta and the youth from Stemeketa, I don't want you to take the bumble day and go to Stevi is a great heavy love song on your foot here. Or even with a load on your bone, call it face to find the word and stumble Steva. I want you to take a lotus or a sander, rejoice if he handa, with a hopalastande diata, and with a spondole feasty for marason becate, hithra, abra, and atito.
Now, students of the training center, I do not want you just to take the word of God as if it were bound between covers and had no life, and go along with it folded to you and declaring that I am so hungry for more of the Word of God I just carried in my arms. Neither do I want you to walk around as if you had a great load on your shoulders and it being my Word all bound up and bundled up together, and saying that my burden is so heavy and I am so concerned about the lost world until I can hardly make it from day to day. But I want you to take my word and assimilate it into your spirit. As you read my word, believe and declare it. For I do not want you to be a dead issue, but I want you to be alive. And I want you to be quick as you declare my word to act upon what is promised unto you, and you shall come out on the side of victory.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah. Oh, glory.
So meantime, we was conversing with Sulula Show. Oh, Buddhism, is the brother Sandra in party data? No, no. Contrada, rejoice data, and I make this stumble.
Now, I don't want you, while you just go along skipping in the early morning because of the way you feel and to feel that you are highly spiritual, and you go up and you shake hands with a brother and you say, the Lord bless you greatly today. And then you go away and say, that brother's handshake wasn't exactly right. I wonder what he feels. And as you go further, you lose all that you started out with, even though it was only in your spirit of the flesh. It was still good to you until you lost that victory that was yours.
Now you see, Vandaliki, I've been fasting daily. I stand the victory for the lostest. It's delivery. I look, Lashan Delifi, and see John, Salamari, and More Tito, Eder Mosta. But see, I let me call a sheet now. So you go to stand by and be humble, Titi, and I will bless Raha. You will sing Kulaya, and you will shandle. You will dance a little lot of Kista. Also, if you have done for my glass, if you be a Prundea Hindu.
Now you see, my children, I walk around, as it were, and my eyes run to and fro throughout the whole earth, and I behold the works of the sons of men, and I know what you're thinking in your heart as you go along, even though you're seeking to put forth something from your mind that you might appear as a victorious Christian. But when these things weigh you down and you become critical about things and you are dead issue as far as as your lively spirit is concerned, but if you will just stop and think for a moment who you are, and then take my word and begin to rejoice before me and to say praises unto my name and even to dance around the middle, it will do you good and it will liven your spirit, and you will declare my word and you shall arise with a victory that no spirit can daunt.
So stand up and praise me.
Stand and praise me right now together. Hallelujah.
Now that was J.R., Reverend J.R. and Carmen Goodwin. They pastored 28 years, Pasadena Assemblies of God in Pasadena, Texas. John Osteen received the baptism of the Holy Spirit in their home. And everybody looked to them. They knew how to operate. You saw how she would move and actions would come. And then he could be on the other side of the room. And you're going to get in that packet that you're sending for, you're going to get what happened in their church. Supernatural all the time. Brother Hagin said it was the best there was. Everybody said it was the best. And we need those things again.
Oh, we do.
Now you're going to see tongues and interpretation. Papa Goodwin went on to be with the Lord. And we're at Southwest Believers Convention. It's 1984, and she comes up, Brother Copeland calls her up, and she begins to give tongues and asks me to interpret. I was kind of scared, but the Holy Ghost helped me. Bless the Lord.
I want you to come say Nikita and continue, bro. The devil's llama, no, he no mana, no.
I want you to continue in the road that you have begun. I don't want you to give heed to man that would turn you another way, no.
For I have much more, ha-ha, for you take me in the vasta.
For I have much more, much more, much more to bestow upon you, I shall.
And I want you to come down, Levish, and dimi androta, before my preto mina.
And I want you to come before me and dance, just as you spoke earlier unto this crowd.
And I want you to sombra to this crowd, stabby, and veil before glory, steamy, and to come by in a fine line, a bold a motor.
And I want you to play before me, and I want you to be vile before me, even as my servant David, and even before the great audiences, I want you to humble yourself in that way.
Oh, some won't make it, son. They won't buy ya, may ne kushle me to pull a sister. But don't you make up on the end of.
Some won't like it, son, and they're going to talk about you, and they're going to whisper in their houses. But don't you pay attention to it.
For you, come down. For you have a Villa Bronto face. She stand before the pronda, and she praiselessly me goes to my own. She praised it the Villa Bronto higher. That's strong.
You've been placed together with the strong woman of God who stands before me in light and praises me even day and night. And together, you're very strong.
Now, you see, I will make a bond for you, a very narrow cater. I want you to bully in the crustina. Very careful last summer to the under and then to the mahaya. You take a step forward, come on, go back. Come on, Nalaba. My cat is no pool.
I want you to take hands together and join yourselves in this walk that really is on a road not many have taken. And I want you to go together first, and I want you to walk very carefully. And be sure you stay together before it is a strong place. Walk carefully. But then you'll begin to go better and better, and you'll dance before me together, and your speed will pick up, and with you, others who are following you.
Oh.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You like this, don't you, children of summer?
You like this, don't you, children of mine?
But tell the pastor mayor, you like that my you've earned and they've thrown me behind.
And you like these and these like it too, and they're going to follow you into the glory and into the praise of God.
This
is just the beginning, Chipra. As you sang about Oprah and Okomana, Ohani Kepona, this is over.
This is only the beginning, my children, of some of the great things he sang about earlier and the brightness of the glory and the coming of the Lord. But you can follow, for he's following the Lord, and it's all right.
Now, I want you to make us hand on the maker higher with clothesline aslama and say, hallelujah, for my glorious days among this people.
I want you to lift your hands before me and close your eyes and say, hallelujah, for my glory is filling this place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I hadn't seen that video until today. And if I did see it, it was a long, long time ago, because I haven't seen it in years and years if I have. And that is so awesome to think about.
It is awesome to think about.
Praise God. How the Lord brought us, huh?
We need the manifestation of the Holy Ghost. It says here, the manifestation of the Spirit is given to profit with all. And so we all profited with that. I'm quite sure Brother Copeland spoke on the glory of God that night. And then the Holy Ghost begins to confirm the message that came forth and to speak about your life. And can you imagine my little self-denominational girl, mother, wife, and mother, and I'm telling people that speaking in tongues is of the devil, and then I go up, someone takes me up to Brother Hagin's, and there's Papa and Mama Goodman. And they're speaking with tongues, and like you saw there tonight, and like you're going to read in that book, what happened at their church, oh, the supernatural things.
Praise
we must
God.
Not give up this.
We
have to go further in this. And I'm telling you right now, the enemy doesn't want us moving in these gifts of the Holy Ghost. He doesn't want us having them in our churches. He doesn't want people speaking with other tongues and interpreting and God revealing what he wants you to do. But God wants it, and it will take that we talked about yesterday. It will take that. Brother Hagin said in this book, Following God's Plan for Your Life, he said that he doesn't see today, and this was in the 90s, what he used to see of the power and manifestation of the Spirit. And he said, he was talking to God about it, and God said, but you don't see the consecration that they had. I can tell you, Papa and Mama Goodwin,
exactly,
they were consecrated.
Right. Yeah.
Brother Hagin was consecrated. I knew John G. Lake's daughter and son-in-law. They were consecrated. When you get that book on John G. Lake, you read those miracles, read about his consecration. Read about he went before the Lord. They laid aside. They would take times. They would have altar services, or they would be all alone in their prayer closet, and they would say, Lord, I want to lay aside every weight that does beset me. And they would one by one lay them aside and lay it aside. And then they would walk and pray that prayer of consecration and dedication. There was none of this. One foot in the world.
No.
And one foot over here, you know. Go to church on Sunday morning, maybe once for the week, and then see how much you can get by with. How much sin can I get by with and still stay saved? And I'm telling you, that's why we have horrible things happening in our churches. That's why we had. But we must now, we need to give ourselves to the gifts of the Holy Ghost. It tells us in here to give ourselves to them, to become proficient at it. And I want to give to you, now remember we talked about the difference between the gifts of the Holy Ghost. What you saw right there, that's the gifts of the Holy Ghost, where you need tongues, needs an interpretation. And tongues with interpretation equals prophecy. Prophecy is inspired utterance in a known tongue. But tongues are for a sign. And there's something about them that is in this dispensation. Now, Brother Hagin, he gave a prophecy here at the Winter Bible Seminar in February of 1997 about tongues, praying in tongues. Remember, prayer life tongues is different. That's 1 Corinthians 14:2. He that speaks in an unknown tongue speaks not unto men. Well, they were speaking unto men there. That's the gift of tongues.
We can pray in tongues.
We can pray in tongues. Yeah. We're not talking to men. We're not giving them a message from God. But we're praying in an unknown tongue, and we're speaking the mysteries of God. And the Bible tells us in 1 Corinthians 14, we can will to do it. I get down in my prayer life, and I will to pray with tongues. So here's what Brother Hagin gave by the Spirit in The Winter Bible Seminar, February 1997. Kenneth E. Hagin. Speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking, but speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words spoken boldly bring forth great happenings. Right now in this earth, we need prayer in tongues to bring forth great happenings in the White House.
Amen. Oh, yeah.
In the battle zones.
That's right.
In the economic field. We don't have the answers in our heads, but we need to get down by our beds. We need to go about praying in the unknown tongues. That you need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, speaking with tongues in your own life. That sharpens you, sharpens your spirit. Then you can hear God tell you, get up, there's a flood coming. As he did during war days, there's an air raid coming. Mm-hmm. He can wake you up. On with this prophecy. Speaking by the Spirit, and so the glory of God shall come into manifestation. And some will see it like a cloud that
speaking
hangs over the heads
the
of the people. Yeah, but speaking by the Spirit will bring the glory.
Yes,
remember
yes,
what
yes.
that said to her? She said to him, this is the glory's coming. Speaking by the Spirit, and so the glory of God shall come into manifestation. Some will see it like a cloud that hangs over the heads of the people. Others may not see anything, but they sense the mighty move of His Spirit. Speaking by the Spirit. Now here, listen to this, prayer life tongues. Speaking by the Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost. You're taking time to pray in the Spirit. Taking time to pray in other tongues will get you tuned up. Will edify
Praise
you
God.
And
yeah.
get your tongue hooked up to your spirit so that then he who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance. Then he takes over and you speak out what he wants, not what you think, but you speak out what he wants. And so the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing into a greater manifestation shall come.
Praise
and all
God.
Of the nine manifestations of the spirit listed here, all of these nine manifestations, all of them that worketh the one and self-same spirit into greater manifestation they shall come. The more we pray in tongues about that, the more he's going to be able to give us these nine manifestations. And at the same time, the inspirational gifts, men and women speaking by the Spirit, by prophecy, inspired utterance, by tongues and interpretations, shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring to pass and bring into being into this sense realm where men can see and know the operation of the Spirit of God and the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So rejoice ye and be ye glad to bring in what God wants now and what we got to have for this hour. We increase our praying in tongues. We increase our moving in the Spirit to bring those things from that realm here, and the Holy Ghost gets the church's work done from the head through
Amen.
The body.
Amen. Billy, give your prayer group information where they can, on the internet, see your... don't you put it on the prayer
yes.
group?
Your yes,
prayer
we do.
Group where you pray for these
yes.
things?
Yes, we do.
And
every
you pray
Wednesday.
After the Spirit?
Yes, we do. We pray in tongues. You can watch us. You can
so
pray
tell
with
them
us
where
in tongues. That's billybrim.org. BillyBrim.org. That's where that lady heard me speak in
People
tongues.
People watch that prayer
Italian.
Group and
yeah.
pray with you all over the world.
All over the world.
It's
powerful.
Supernatural.
Glory be to God.
And it is a key to what we're believing God to happen in this day for the manifestation of the Spirit. These things are real. They are powerful. And they are available.
They're available to you.
The Spirit of God is available and the manifestation of the Spirit is available. Billy and I'll be right back.
Come to these exciting meetings. The 2010 Word Explosion Update in Columbia, South Carolina is the 14th through 16th of October at the Columbia Metropolitan Convention Center. Be sure to come to the Washington, D.C. Victory Campaign November 11th through 13th with Kenneth and Gloria Copeland at the Hilton Memorial Chapel in Woodridge, Virginia. The Branson Victory Campaign, the 3rd through 5th of March at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. For more information, go to kcm.org.
You know, the Lord expects us to walk in the supernatural.
Yes, He does.
And that's, we've been hearing about the supernatural in our prayer life and the gifts of the Spirit. But I tell you, we can walk in the supernatural with our money.
Absolutely.
In the whole, that's just one of the blessings. Increase is just one of the supernatural blessings that belong to us. Everything good belongs to us. Healing belongs to us. Prosperity, increase belongs to us. The gifts of the Spirit. So listen to this. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall also reap sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall also reap bountifully. So we've got a scripture to stand on in 2 Corinthians 9:6. If we're not reaping, what do we do? Let's first of all check on if we're sowing. If you want to reap, you have to sow. And if you want to reap a lot, you have to sow a lot. And then this says, every man, here's what we're to do. Every man according as he purposes in his heart.
Yes.
So let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. So you want to see that you're giving in the right spirit. You know, you don't give because you have to give. You don't have to give. You just have to give if you want to increase, but you don't have to give. And it says, God is able, this verse meant so much to me. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work. Billy and I are going to pray over your finances.
Hallelujah.
We want you to abound. Now, it says God is able. He's not the problem. He's able. So what do we have to do? We have to receive. Father, we pray over
Thank
this
you,
offering. We believe for your blessing upon every person that's
Hallelujah,
sowing
Father.
in this offering today. Supernatural increase. Overflowing increase. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. Cause, Father, we believe for the hundredfold return
yes,
to work
Lord.
In this day.
Thank
People
you,
need it. The church needs it.
Oh,
the work needs it. The hundredfold to come. Open our ears and our eyes, Lord, to expect more. If we can expect it, you can do it.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we can expect it based on the Word of God. What do? We pray. We say, Lord, what do you want us to do in this offering? And then we obey that. That's what Ken and I do. We obey and we do it. And you know what? We increase. All the time all these years we increase. Hallelujah. Why?
Supernatural.
Because God is our source. We believe the Word of God and we act on it. Next week, John and Jesse will be here. Our son John and Jesse Duplantis will be here. That'll be wild.
Those two together.
And we thank you for being with us this week. This is Gloria and Billy Brim reminding you that Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining the Believer's Voice of Victory. For more information on Kenneth Copeland Ministries, visit kcm.org. Monday on the Believer's Voice of Victory.
Don't let a circumstance shape your destiny. So many people are shaped by the circumstances. I don't deny that. I just deny it's right. You got to be clear about your mission. What do you want to do? When do you want to do it? Where do you want to do it? And how do you want to do it?